CD 1. Track 31.
We all have our favourite places. Places where we feel comfortable, where we want to be. Wherever you live, whatever your home is like, I'm sure there's one place, one room where you spend most of your time. Let me tell you how it is with my family. I'll start with my gran. She's been living with us for the last year, ever since Grandpa died. They used to live in a country cottage, and she really misses the trees and flowers. So when the weather's good, her favourite place is sitting on a bench in the garden. If the weather's bad, she sits in the porch. It's a tiny place, about as big as two phone boxes, and it's full of coats and boots and stuff. But Gran sits on the chair, looking out the window, listening to the birds. I'd get bored, but she's really calm and she likes it. My mum doesn't have a lot of free time. She's a primary teacher, so she spends all day at school, and when she gets home, she has to prepare her classes and correct homework. We all help out with the housework at home, but she definitely does more than anyone else. When she's finally free, you'll find her sitting in a comfy armchair in the living room with a book in her hands. She loves reading. It helps her relax. Sometimes she's so quiet, you think she's asleep, but then she turns another page. My dad doesn't know how to relax. He's too lively and impatient. He's always got to be doing something, jogging in the park, taking the car apart, or making his special homemade bread. His favourite place is definitely the basement. That's where he has his workshop. He makes all sorts of things down there. Lamps, furniture, mirrors. My friends call him the mad scientist and say he's building a monster in his laboratory downstairs. My sister isn't like my dad at all. She's probably the laziest person I know. She used to spend all her time lying on the sofa in the living room with the remote control in her hand. She was a total telly addict. But then she started going out with Stephen, who's in the year above her at school. And now she's always in her bedroom with the door closed on the phone to him. I don't know how anyone can talk for so long on the phone. When she comes out of her room at mealtimes, her ear is bright red from holding the phone up against it. What about me? Well, you might be surprised, but my favourite room is the kitchen. I love cooking. It's my favourite subject at school, and I do a lot of cooking at home. When I leave school, I want to be a successful chef. I'm ambitious. I'll make lots of money and buy a big flat in London. And in my flat, I'll have a lovely huge kitchen,